Let's say we're staying at home this morning. Robert and Temple Patrick. Morning, Robert.
Good morning. I think this is an absolutely excellent idea on behalf of the Orange Order. And could I just tell everybody that I'm not a member of the Orange Order, never have been and never will be. The Secretary of State, Theresa Villiers, of course, will do nothing in the run-up to an election. This is purely a situation forced on them by the Orange Order. They should have been doing this 12 months ago. Is it not better
sorting it out behind the scenes, Robert, rather than bringing people onto the streets?
Sorry, say that again?
Is it not better sorting things like this out behind the scenes rather than bringing people out onto the streets?
Of course it is, but when it doesn't work, then you have to try for Plan B. And they've been at this discussion. I'm fed up listening to this discussion. This discussion, by the way, I canvassed Ardoyne for the Ulster Unionist Party in 1969 and was attacked and described as an orange bastard.
But these protests, Robert, are over at Drumcree as well as Tweddale.
Yes,
look at the amount of protests that there have been.
Tweddale in this context.
Look at the amount of protests there have been over Drumcree. What have they achieved?
I was attacked by the residents of Ardoyne in 1969 and there wasn't even an orange band in sight. So there's nothing new about the hostility of the Ardoyne community to the Protestant community. It's as old as the hills.
Hostility works both ways, Robert, doesn't it?
Well, of course it works both ways, but can you tell me where the hostility is from the Orange Order towards the residents of Ardoyne?
Have a listen, Robert, to Alex in Lisburn. Go on, Alex.
No, I just listened to this. My father's an Orange man, and I didn't join myself, but the Lodge, for a decent man, you would respect it. I respect it. And now we have a situation where the head of the Orange Order, Mick Stevens, and on your show, his spokesman is effectively the same spokesman as the UVF. The Orange Order are now effectively sharing a spokesman at UVF. If the Orange Order are going to make statements like that, there should be somebody on the radio, on your show.
You're talking about Billy Hutchison, are you?
Well, yes. Well, Billy's a spokesman for the PUP, which is the political wing of the Ulster Volunteer Force. And he's the man on putting the Orange Order view.
Do you want to clarify that, Billy?
I'm not putting... First of all, I'm not the spokesman to the UVF.
The PUP not meant the UVF, Billy.
What's Gerry Kelly? Is Gerry Kelly a spokesman for the IRA? No.
I was the CFE's spokesman for a party that was linked to the IRA.
I am not putting a view of the Orange Order. I was invited in this programme to give my view about Orange Order protests.
The point I'm making is the Orange Order is just somebody on themselves.
Well, the Orange Order wouldn't come on.
Well, that's the problem.
Stephen.
And that's why whenever Orange men up the country are listening to this programme this morning and they're hearing who's speaking up for them, they'll be thinking protest. I don't think so.
But they did have a spokesman on the radio.
Pardon?
They did have a spokesman on the radio this morning and Good Morning Ulster, a Presbyterian.
They don't have one on now.
Westburn Presbyterian.
They don't have one on now. Their leader, Mr. Stevenson, should be on the radio.
Well,
he's going to make statements
to decide who's
going to be in.
I mean,
that's how you do it. That's how you organise yourself.
Are you Hitler? Will you decide who, and an organisation which I suspect you're not a member of, you will dictate to them who they put on the radio?
I'm not a member, but I don't want to see...
That's exactly the point
I'm making.
You have no authority to dictate to them who should be on. They're entitled to put on the radio whoever they deem to be their spokesman, as the Democratic Unionist Party or any party is entitled
to. We're not getting caught up in this. No.
Well, Stephen, can I just make a point?
Yes.
I'm an elected representative and I was voted for by the people in court and I actually topped the poll. So, you know, the gentleman should be very careful about what he's saying.
I'm simply saying the Orange Order should have one of their own members on.
Well, they did have one of their own members.
Okay.
Speak for the Orange Order.
Okay, enough. Go ahead, Dominic.
Hello, I've just heard from the Orange Order say they're going to call people out on the streets. I mean, when any group or any organisation call people out on the streets, well, then they have to take responsibility for whatever happens. So when they say about the streets, are they going to call them out on the interfaces? You know, are they going to call them out to the places where these decisions are made?
Dominic, thank you. George, morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I've listened to this thing for a long time, and you know it's went on for a long time. It seems stupid to me that... If an orange man can walk down 150 yards of a road in the morning, how can they not walk up at night when it's their only way, and that's their orange hall? But, on the other hand, how does the percentage of boys in Londonderry, and you know the way things were in Londonderry, and how can they walk and they can do all the things and there's not a word about it, and they negotiate it? How can the Orange Order not negotiate like the way, could they not get the apprentice boys to give them a hand? I mean, I think it's morally wrong, and I'm blaming both sides, the ones that don't let them up that wee bit of road for lack of minutes, and the orange men. It's morally wrong for this country to be spending money on police thousands and thousands of pounds. You would know the figure better than me. Thousands and thousands of pounds. And look at the way the doctors are, the nurses are, the health service are, the roads are, the lights are. I mean, this is wrong on both sides.
Okay, George, thank you. Here's Rosie and Bangor. Morning, Rosie.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, I think it was Billy Hutchison made a comment about it being a religious order, the Orange Order. And I want to make a protest this morning and tell him that it's got nothing to do with Christianity. I mean, there's people coming back absolutely drunk from the faith. There's no, I don't agree with what the Ardoyne residents are doing. I mean, I'm not for the Orange Order at all. But I think if they went in and did the right thing, it's been going by there from I was a child, even longer than that. And if the people go and turn their TVs on and occupy their minds with something else, the likes of Gerry Kelly likes to orchestrate trouble. And I think if the people...
Well, Gerry Kelly would utterly reject that, and he would say that he's working tirelessly to try to prevent trouble.
Yes, I know, but Gerry Kelly wasn't in the maze for nothing. And you know what? It was the British that, bless it well, gave him his education.
You're talking about a long time ago, Rosie, and he would say he's committed to the peace process.
Yes, it is, Stephen, I know that. But he has in his hand and in his mind, he knows what he wants. And he wants everything their own way. Now, I don't agree with the Orange Order. I'm a born-again Christian. And I believe if those men at Waddell would get other Christians to come down, born-again Christians come down and pray with them, God will give them the solution to deal with this in a far better way.
Okay.
I mean, it is costing lots of money.
Rosie, thank you. George in the Shankill. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I don't think the elephant in the room was mentioned there, and it should have been when the headline was Orange Order Call for Protest. 2 days before the Grand Lodge made that statement on Saturday, there was an article there, you look back at it, where Dee Fennell and Gark were telling us all that if the morning parade was to get the go-ahead down the road this year, then Gark would be calling thousands onto the street to prevent it. And this essentially is what Billy Hutchison and other people have been trying to tell you, is the elephant in the room, and what is Sinn Féin's biggest problem? You know what I mean? It's not the parade that's going to last less than 5 minutes up a road where no one would even notice it going up. It's Gark and Sinn Féin and the battle for the moral high ground and the green vote and within
Ireland. What's the way through this?
Sorry, mate?
What's the way through this?
Stephen, the way through this is a peaceful, dignified 5 minute parade up the road. Then let's get into dialogue and sort it out with all interested parties. Those parties that's interested in sorting it out within Fidel and within Ardoyne, and not those that's only interested, no orange feet in the road and causing mayhem and
what
violence.
They're really saying is orange men should be able to walk whenever they want, wherever they want.
Well, Stephen, tell me this here. What's the difference?
That's what you're really saying.
I'd like Gerry Kelly to come back on. And I mean, this is what people can't comprehend. What's the difference in three lodges walking down peaceful, dignified and quietly in the mornings down a road, and those same people walking up the road 7 hours later is so offensive to everybody? I mean, why is that there? You know, and unionists, including myself, many hundreds of unionists use that road daily because it's a main arterial route. But the minute you stick a bit of orange cloth around your neck, then it's offensive and a red flag to a bull. I mean, what is it? I mean, people need to explain to us what it is.
Thank you very much.